Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Well, here we are on a new day and a new episode. Yes, these are episodes of Today's Inspiration. Hi, I'm Lisa Berry. Thank you for taking the time to listen. If this is your first time, welcome. How you doing? And you are in the right place if you want to relax and feel some love and get some perspective on how to live a happier, more well-balanced life. And maybe have a laugh or two, because laughter is so good for us. If you listened before, hopefully you've felt the connection. Maybe you've learned something. You're looking for some love or some laughter, because that's what I'm here to offer. This is my opportunity. Thanks to the graciousness of BodyMindSpiritRadio.com and Penny Golden and everyone involved with it, here's my chance to connect with you and the world and let you know who I am and what I'm all about, how I see things, and hopefully make your life better, not a little better, a lot better. I'm here to tell you what I've learned in life and share that wisdom with you in hopes it will inspire you to be happier or live a better balanced life. I can't tell you what to think or how to be or what to say. I can only share what I've learned in hopes that helps you. I'm here to help. I'm here to love. I'm here to try and brighten up your day or your life and give you hope, which leads to happiness. And why wouldn't you want to be happy? Why wouldn't you want to make life or see life as a fun journey? And yes, believe me, I know it. Lots of unfun stuff happens all the time, but I try to make the best out of every situation. I try to bring fun to every situation. I try to bring happiness and love and share my light. This morning, I have this wintertime view of the sunrise. I'm in Michigan, in the Detroit area, and it's wintertime here because I know people listen all over the world, which I'm very grateful for. But here right now, I'm on my place in the planet. We have this is day three of sunshine in the middle of January in winter. That's a thrill. I'm very grateful for the sunshine. And this morning the sun peeked through the trees, and I said, I want to be like that. I want to be like the sun that peeks through the trees to brighten your day and to brighten your life. Because I've got a good sense of humor, and I think that's one of my gifts. And even though we don't necessarily laugh a lot on the show, I try to be lighthearted. I don't want to be heavy-hearted. I've been heavy-hearted. Life can make you heavy-hearted and weigh you down, and I want to lift you up. So that's why you're here. That's why you're listening. Hopefully that will help, and we can connect. I'm doing the show live on a Wednesday morning. If you want to call in, 646-378-0378. I haven't messed up my screen yet, so every week I ask for calls, and then I hit something on my computer, and I can't even see if anyone's calling or not. But so far, so good. Putting out the good energy. So 646-378-0378 if you're listening live and you just want to talk about life or share a thought or make a connection. And if you're not listening live, because that is the beauty of Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, one of the many beautiful things is you can listen anywhere, anytime, at your leisure, on your phone, on your iPad, wherever you are, in the car. And then that way, if you want to connect, email me, LisaLoveBarry, B-A-R-R-Y, at gmail.com. Pretty simple. Barry with an A, love in the middle, love is what it's all about, and I'm Lisa Love Barry. Email me, I'd love to hear from you, I'd love to know that you're hearing what I have to say, and I'm always open for debate. If you think I'm full of it or I'm wrong, let's talk about it, because, I mean, I don't want to have a negative conversation, but I'm open to challenges, I'm open to conversation, I'm open to hearing what you think and how you see things, because that's how we learn and grow from each other. Every week I'm inspired, I open myself up via personal connections, or even on Twitter. I don't know if you're on Twitter or not. You can follow me at Lisa_Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, or Lisa's Love Notes, at Lisa's Love Notes. We connect through Twitter. Twitter is so powerful now, and it's a way to connect us. And I follow a lot of different people, and I get inspiration all day long. And then I learn things, and it puts me in a certain place, and I think that's the universe talking to me. And then maybe I can learn and I can do all the homework and I can share it with you via radio, which has been my lifelong employment, my lifelong job. I love radio. I love that I can be in your head. I can be in your speakers. I can be in your heart, hopefully. And we can make a connection just by me talking and opening up through this wonderful world of radio, and this being internet radio, which is the future. They're putting internet radios in cars. So get used to it. I can also be found on your radio dial occasionally in the Detroit area, and actually seven states. But right now I'm coming to you here, and I just want to share my love with you and some laughter, because all I have is love. I did some meditation, soul searching as it is, and found out that I have a large capacity to love. That's my gift, unlimited love, unlimited love, and I feel it for everyone. And I just think it's all a choice, and that's how I look at life. I want to have fun. I want to be happy. I want to share how I see things with you in hopes of perhaps changing your perspective so you can relax a little bit and enjoy this complicated, complex journey called life. And I just think it's a choice. Everything is a choice. You know, things do happen to us, and those are not our choices. And sometimes really bad things happen to us, and that is not our choice. But then we have to be empowered to get through those situations with grace and with love and to keep moving forward, because what choice do you have? I mean, you do have a choice. You can dwell in it and be unhappy and be negative and think, oh, me. And believe me, I have those days. But every day is a new day, and everything heals. And everything changes. Everything is a choice. So I'm here to help you make a positive choice and go for the best in life and look for the good, because why not? I want to be, as I said, like the bright light of the sun peeking through the trees every morning. So every week I see new things and I learn and experience new ideas, and I want to share them with you so we can all live a better life and be more peaceful and more loving and more at ease with the universe. I'm, as I said, human. I'm not always the totally loving, non-judging person I would like to be. Who is? Wouldn't you like to be just a totally loving, non-judging person? That's the way to go through life. People don't need to be judged. They need to be loved. And the biggest and best gift you can give anyone is your time and attention. Everyone wants to know they matter. Everyone wants to be heard. Next time you're in a conversation, stop and ask yourself, are you really listening to what that person has to say? Or are you just anxiously waiting for them to stop so you can add what you want to say? You gotta listen. You gotta take the time. That's the best gift you can give someone, is your time and your attention. A lot of walking wounded people in the world, and if you can really listen and focus in on someone, that's really all they want. And maybe a hug, and of course some gratitude, and ultimately to know that they're being heard and understood. So if you want to connect with me right now, if you're listening live, again, 646-378-0378. You can call in live. We can chat. Or I can keep telling you what I've learned this week and who I am and where I come from. We can talk about our common ground, that we're all human. We're just walking this planet together as one. And that we matter. And people care about us. That's all we really want to know. I care about you. I care about everybody. And I choose to look for the best in everybody. So the more attention you can give someone, the more positive feedback that they are being heard, the more you're doing for them. You say that again. That's really all people want. I mean, you think, oh, you want a new car, or you want a new purse, or you want to refloor your home. That's nice. That's great. Something to be excited about. But really, when it comes down to it, all people want to know is that they matter and that people care about us. So the more attention you can give someone, the more positive feedback that they know that they're being heard, the more you're doing for them. And then when you realize life is not about what we do for ourselves, but what we do for others, you, in my opinion, and many others, have cracked the code on existence. I'll say that again. When you realize that life is not about what we do for ourselves, but what we do for others, then I believe you've cracked the code on existence. Why are we here? What makes you happy? What can we do for others? That's why I'm here. To share my story, to brighten the lives of others with love and laughter. And that is why you're listening, I hope, and because you want a brighter, better life. And that's what I'm here to help you achieve. We should all strive to love and to live every moment with as much passion and enjoyment as possible. I truly, honestly believe that. And I'm not just saying that because I've lived an easy life. I've lived a difficult life. Someone told me the other day, you have a story to tell, and I do, and I've only shared part of it, about all the illnesses and the deaths and the physical health challenges my loved ones have faced in life. I faced some other stuff too. I don't even want to talk about it, but it wasn't good. It's made me difficult to trust people, and trust is a key element of any relationship. But I trust myself, and I know myself, and I love myself, and that has lifted me up and put me on the platform, this platform, to communicate with you and hopefully brighten your day and help you live a better life. And we should all strive to love and live every moment with as much passion and enjoyment as possible. And all that really matters is this moment. I talk about the interview I did with the co-author of Superbrain, Dr. Rudy Tanzi, who's a researcher at Harvard University, making inroads in curing Alzheimer's. And in fact, he's got a great fundraiser. They wrote a song. If you want to contribute to that, you can easily look it up or email me, and I'll connect you to that. And what he said in our interview was, everything's okay right now, and all we have is right now. So if you're stressed out and you're worrying and you're reliving something, women do that a lot. I don't know if men do it, but women re-go over it. Sometimes somebody will say something, and an hour later, a day later, a week later, a month later, you're still thinking about it. Why did they say that? What did that mean? Let it go. It doesn't matter. It's gone. It's over. We're going to talk about forgiveness in a few minutes. And then all we have is this moment. And so just be in this moment. Have you ever heard of the author Neil Donald Walsh? He wrote several books, including Conversations with God. Really a cool guy, Neil Donald Walsh. Look him up. And he said this week that, and I'll read you his quote, life was meant to be fun. It's hard to believe sometimes, but it's true. It's all about point of view. Even our most difficult moments bring us gifts. And so life may call upon us to be a bit philosophical now and then, to embrace the lows and the highs. But the trick, of course, is gratitude. Therein you will find both your peace and your joy. That's all the things I talk about week after week on the show. I've always said, if you're not having fun, what's the point? And I think, and maybe I'm my late great mother, who always, we couldn't do anything, we had to earn it. If we wanted to go somewhere, we had to vacuum. It wasn't about having fun and enjoying the journey, it was about doing the chores and paying your dues. Maybe that's why I look at life the way I look. I'm sure that has contributed to it, because as I just said, you know, the difficult moments bring us gifts, and if we can learn from those moments, it can lift ourselves up higher. So if you're not having fun, what's the point? And I think a lot of people say life is not meant to be fun. And I think it is. It's your choice. If you want to think life is a drudgery and you got to do your chores and it's not fun and stuff happens, that's your choice. But it really boils down to how you look at it. And if you agree with me or disagree with me and you're listening live, 646-378-0378. Not asking for money or contributions. I'm asking for connections. I'm asking for a soul-to-soul conversation, or maybe I can lift you up. Maybe you think life is not meant to be fun, and I would love to discuss that with you, because why isn't it? Why shouldn't it be? Stuff happens all the time. Random stuff, nature stuff, human stuff, universal stuff. Not everything is positive and happy. However, you can put your own spin on it, and you can make it be. You can learn something from it, and you can have fun. Each of us sees things differently, and as I said, I've had my share, more than my share, in my opinion, of life's troubles and turmoils. So I am making the conscious choice to look for what is good. It's a choice, and you have the choice. You have the power. You have the power in your mind. Even the worst circumstances, you can find something positive if you're looking for it. Just like even in what should be the best or enjoyable circumstances, you can still find what's wrong. People do that all the time. A lot of anonymous internet haters out there. And I see as soon as someone gets up or does something or achieves something, people can't wait to knock them down or point out something wrong. Why? Is that human nature? Can't we just be happy for people? I think that's something that we should all need to work on. You know, don't envy them. People have their gifts, and they have what they have, and I like to be happy for them. Sometimes a wee bit of myself wishes, oh, I wish I had that. No, but, you know, ultimately, it's better for all of us if you let people get what they have. And if they're not flaunting it or throwing it in your face, then be happy for them. Because as I say every week, envy, who remembers? Class, envy will suck the life out of you. So don't waste your energy on it. Don't waste your... Look, don't look